I just realized I left up the trivia for the rest of the show.
I almost made a smart-ass comment about the over the ending thing, and then I was like, oh, wait, I have to send him his track. So I guess I'll just let it play.
Good night, YouTube stream. We're going to disconnect. Good night,
YouTube stream.
There we go.
Good night, Moon. Good night. So Tony, in Illinois, the reason that this show is short is because Adam has to get up very early in the morning and go get a...
I have to get up at like 7:30.
He needs to cool his oil. He's going to go cool his oil.
And so, you know, and it takes me a little bit to get to sleep, and there's just all kinds of bullshit.
So I had this thought, because, you know, I know how you love a side hustle. I know you love a side hustle.
I love the idea of a side hustle. Yeah.
And I was thinking, it's like, all right, this would be, here's a cool side hustle. So, first of all, I want to revisit the whole metal holder idea that you were going to print me one and send, and you never did. It's like,
I have one in the closet.
Oh, great. Thanks. But along that line of race items, things that you could cater to the racing community.
I thought you were going to you were considering buying your own, but now you're trying to save money. So you're probably
But I might do this as my own side hustle. I just do the race, you know, double down on doing races. But I found this thing. But before I go spending money on a 3D printer or whatever, I thought maybe you could print one for me so I'd see what it's going to look like. But I found this thing that it's a website.
Uh-huh.
And it's called
Thingiverse.
No. Something, no. Something. Hold on. I have to go find the video so that I can find the link to the thing that they were talking about. And you don't understand how many fucking YouTube videos I watch in a day. So I'm having to go through a very long list of
I watch a lot, but right now I've been watching Rizzoli and Isles.
Found it.
Have you ever seen these really cool 3D printable
Here's the so you go to this website, Adam. Go ahead. What were you gonna say? You do a what?
I don't remember. Go ahead.
So you go to this website. It's called map2model.com.
Oh, map2model. Okay, so you want to do like an art sort of thing.
Map2model.com. And then what you do is you can put in any address there.
Yeah.
And then you can do a topology 3D rendering of the topology. Now, for a race, you would obviously zoom in on the area where the race course was. And then you would basically emit the water so that, and then kind of make it 3D on the final thing. Like you would have a blue undertone, right? So that the waters and air and whatnot. And then you just print it all in one color, right? And then what you do is the race route itself, you would paint in a different, like you would paint the race route.
Yes.
Right. And then it would be a little frameable, little 3D relief kind of a thing of their race, right? You could have, you know, you could print whatever.
Map2model.com does not exist.
The number two, map.
Oh.
Two model.com. But anyway, I was thinking, I was like, oh, well, that would be because I could send you one. It's free, but you could save this, you know, I can share a project with you, whatever, but I could, so I would do the area I'd want, and I would send it to you and see if you would print it for me. Is that something you can, cause I want to see.
I mean, if you want things different colors, you're gonna have to tell me what you want me to color.
No, I just want this is all just one color. This is all gray.
All one color? Okay. Because I mean, I can color in. It is possible to add color.
I get that, but at the same time, I feel like the whole idea is to just paint the race route.
Yeah, but you could color the printing itself could have the race route in green.
All right, so how would I do that? Something. How would I make it, like, aside from the printer being able to do it, how would I change that? There's no option in map to model. So I'd have to edit the model.
You can't. The what's called
the slicer.
The slicer.
So I can
which
change.
I have to use.
You could change
I can
it
go in my slicer and change the color. And I think I can randomly draw like over, like, so if it was like a river and you wanted it to be blue.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying. The water wouldn't be, so the water would be cut out because the water comes underneath. Yeah. So that's all, the only color on it would be the route, right? I mean, there would be, if this was going to be an Etsy thing that you would sell, you would also have an area down at the bottom of the picture that let you put words, so you could write the name of the race and the person that ran it and their time and stuff like that. Like that, you know, and that would be, that could just, you can 3D print like just letters, right? So it's like, you could just, you know, you could just do black letters or whatever.
Either send me the address or.
Yeah, I'll do I'll do the thing that I want and then I'll send you the link. And then
I'm going to get a drink. I'll be right back.
And then you can print it and then you'll have it in your closet. Instead of sending it to me.
I can send it to you.
Oh, he just lost his glasses. This is it's like that chair. Man, that he's got this chair that's very vinyl looking. Is that vinyl? Is that leather? I'm not sure. What is the
chair?
What is the material that the chair is made of?
You know, I'm not sure. It's probably vinyl, but I mean,
it's newer, right? Because
I've had it for about a year.
Yeah, okay. Because your old one used to make noise and randomly do things.
My other one got to the point the hydraulics messed up,
right.
And I would slowly go down.
It would be like,
so I had to.
It'd be like being at Trader Sam's or whatever, where they do that.
This is a nicer one. It's got metal. It's got like chrome armrests.
Yeah. I bought a new chair. I thought we talked about it on the show. Hold on. I'm trying to sign in here to TuneIn Radio. Because I'm pretty...
Well, while you're doing that, we will talk about my subscriptions.
Pretty sure that I have the Pride 48 stuff.
Now, I just noticed something.
What?
I had a repair last year to my car that was quite expensive.
Yes.
And it thought that was a recurring charge, but it wasn't.
Okay.
So it counted that in the 11,000. So really, it's more like 7,500 in a year. Because it was a $3,500 car repair. $1,500 in a year. Why am I coming back to myself?
I'm trying to log into my TuneIn account where I own, to see if I own that.
And I'm telling you, Veritable, I think Veritable did it last time. The last time I changed. I'm sure you did do it when originally it was set up. So I have a AAA membership.
Yeah.
That's one time a year.
Yeah.
I have Adobe, which I really would like to cancel my Adobe.
Yeah, why?
And I may.
Why haven't you?
But it's yearly, I think, and so I have to do it. I have to time it before the beginning of the new contract or whatever, which I think is March.
What? Wait, why don't you just cancel it? You still get the rest of your time.
That's true. I can. And I have Amazon Prime.
Yeah, cancel that.
I have Audible.
Cancel that shit.
I have Calm, the meditation app.
Cancel that shit.
I have a credit card fee of $99.
What, but
I
an get annual frequent, fee?
Yeah, but I get frequent flyer miles. It's worth it.
Okay.
I get all kinds of stuff. Fine.
I
have two digital oceans for my servers, one for Pride 48, one for us.
Yeah, consolidate those.
I canceled this already, but Discord Nitro I was paying for.
Oh, yeah, cancel that shit.
Discovery Plus, but I canceled that.
Yep.
Epidemic Sound is our theme song.
Yep. You can cancel it though.
ExpressVPN.
Okay.
Which I use.
All right.
Because if I want to go to like a porn site, they're going to be like, you have to put in your driver's license information.
Look, there's no judgment here. If you use it, you use it.
GitHub.
Why are you paying?
I could get rid of. I wanted a private repository. It's $4 a month.
But you have servers.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter.
Just install Git on your servers and then just, there you go. You can get right to your server.
True. So Google One, which is my, I pay for storage is
no, I pay for Google One because that's my Gemini Pro account. So that's
HBO Max,
$200 a year.
Intuit QuickBooks, which I am canceling.
Yeah.
Jib Jab, which I've had for so many years and just didn't realize. So I'm going to cancel that. Netflix.
Yeah.
New York Times. Yeah. I do that for throwing down. Because we use their cooking app.
Yeah, I have the New York Times subscription. Not all subscriptions are bad. If you're using it, it's fine. ChatGPT. I canceled my ChatGPT.
Paramount Plus. Yeah. I have two Patreons that I support.
Yeah.
Plex, which I could cancel because I don't use Plex anymore. I'm paying for Rocket Money. I pay for a service called SendGrid for sending emails for the websites that send emails like Ham Map or Podcast Maps. But I need to figure out a better way to do that because SendGrid is expensive. It's $20 a month.
Holy shit.
I don't know when I took this out, but apparently I'm paying for Shutterstock.
Oh my God.
it's only $29 a year, but I have no idea. Somebody could have.
Yeah.
Just stolen my credit card number because I don't remember doing that. Splash Top is my remote viewing that I use to view all the computers I use for our video. I have a PO box that I use for Pride 48.
It is unlikely that it would have been a stolen card for the Shutterstock because you would have reported the card stolen. It would have gotten canceled.
I pay for Walmart Plus. That's how I get my free deliveries.
Then you need to make a decision. Amazon or Walmart, don't do both.
Well, because I don't get groceries from Amazon, but groceries are every week.
Yeah, but I'm saying anything you can get on Amazon, you can get at Walmart and with free shipping if you have Walmart Plus. So why just don't? Here's what I found. I stopped paying for Amazon Prime. And I still get free shipping on almost everything I buy. It's like almost everything I buy on Amazon, I still get free shipping because a lot of their things.
We do watch some stuff on Prime Prime is included in.
Yeah, but it's got fucking commercials unless you pay an extra Prime Video, $3.
Is what I mean. Yeah. YouTube Premium, which is so worth it. Because I don't want commercials.
Oh, God, no, absolutely. We have the YouTube Premium family account.
And I still pay for Zoom.
Because you know what you get with YouTube Premium? You get YouTube Music. And we had been paying for Spotify. So I was like, let's just do the YouTube Premium family account. And that gives us five email addresses that get all the benefits. And that gives us five, YouTube Musics and five and my nephew's on it. So my nephew gets YouTube Premium and YouTube Music. And
a lot of those can be canceled. So I'm probably going to be canceling a lot of those Adobe. I'll go to Audacity.
Yeah, that's what I did. I just went back to Audacity.
Because I don't need the only application I use from Adobe is Audition.
Right.
Video, I use DaVinci Resolve, which is free.
Right.
So,
Audacity is great. Audacity it does a great job.
So it's a lot, but I was shocked. But now that I see there was that huge car bill on there, that makes me feel a little better, but it's still like $8,000 in a year.
That's a lot.
I mean, it's a lot.
I canceled, ChatGPT. Because I,
it's like a, that's like a car payment.
Yeah.
Worth the money.
I'm paying, you know, I pay the $200 a year for Gemini Pro because that's my Google One account and that includes Gemini Pro. So,
oh, ladies and gentlemen, he's turned his space heater back on. He got cold.
Shut up.
And
hey, it's cold outside. Back on
his, he's putting on his lap blanket as we speak.
And then I picked up Claude. So I'm playing with Claude now to see if I want to go with it, with because I found the Open Claw works with your pro accounts of Gemini and Claude, but it doesn't work with your pro account for ChatGPT. It only works API access to ChatGPT. And I also, since it's running on the new Ubuntu server, I have Ollama on there with the Gemma 3 thing. So for its regular heartbeat activities and stuff like that, it uses a local model. So there's no cost there. But I keep hearing all these people online. They're just like going like, I cut my Claw, Open Claw bill from $1,500 a month down to $200 a month. And I'm like, what the fuck are you people doing? It's like,
oh, their API cost.
Yes. I'm just like, why are you not just paying the $20 a month for the Gemini account? Why are you paying API to?
Oh, does that give you unlimited API access?
No, but you can authenticate on OpenClaw. You can authenticate that way. So it's using your pro account. It's not using an API.
Oh.
And the same with Claude. You can use Claude that way. There's limits, but.
It takes quite a bit to spend.
It does.
$100.
Because I'm like going, why are
API
you?
API calls. Yeah. Like, and it's like, because I have.
Go ahead.
Why have the ChatGPT API? I use it to like to generate the news quiz.
Yeah.
But it goes through thousands of words and it'll be like a penny. You know, I mean, it's not that expensive.
So yeah,
it depends on the model you're using, but.
Well, yeah, of course. Yeah, they all have different prices. But yeah, I feel like I won't do API. It's like I'm not going to pay some unknown cost to
You can set a budget.
No, I know you can set a budget and whatever, but I'm just like it's never going to last as far and it's like and I'm not a I have resources here. I have these fucking machines here. It's like, I can just run it here. It's like, I can run a local model. Like, I can do an API against the local model for free. Why do I need to go? The kind of things that I want to do, which would be reading news articles and summarizing them, I don't need a frontier model to do that. Like, I can do that with Gemma or, you know, a local model because all it's not researching, it's literally just taking words and summarizing the JIT, right? So it's not anything, it doesn't need reasoning or thinking or anything like that, right? It just needs to summarize the articles.
By the way, I love that Mel is here.
Yeah.
But I remember her bedtime is usually much earlier than this. So I'm wondering if the husband is out of town or is she traveling?
I think
somewhere where
she is typing. I thought maybe she was. Oh, she has insomnia.
She has insomnia.
Well, okay. If this hasn't cured your insomnia, no, Kathy, we love you, Kathy. But you're West Coast.
No,
you're normally
you.
This is not late for you.
I wasn't just announcing people in the chat room that I love. I was just saying I'm surprised Mel's here, and I guess I started it by saying I love her because I didn't want her to think. That I didn't want her to be here. Kathy, we love it when you're here. We want you to be here every time we record.
You're up until 4 or 5 a.m.
But
anyway?
you live in San Francisco, so it's 2 hours behind me. So it's like 9:30 there.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's like 7 or 8 a.m. in the morning here. So you're up until 7 or 8 a.m. our time, huh? We went out to dinner for our anniversary last night, and I don't know what's going on with my job. I don't know what's going on at work. I have very little to do and no one talks to me. So it's just kind of like, I'm sitting there like not hearing from anybody. And it's like, we went to dinner last night. And of course that's when they decide, oh, we're all going to message Daniel. And it's like,
while you were at dinner?
Yeah. I was just like,
because like that's off the clock hours anyway.
I know. Right. Right. I could have just ignored it, but I was just like, wait, why are they messaging me? And I was like, it was easy to answer. So I just answered it. But it was like one of those things like, I don't hear from you guys for like days. And then suddenly you're going to decide to choose to do that at like 6:30 or 7 o'clock. Anyway, so we went to the cake bake shop for our anniversary.
Okay.
And, we stopped by the Abracadabar, which is the magic themed bar there at the boardwalk at Disney. And then, sauntered down to the cake bake shop for our dinner. I had shrimp po' boy with truffle fries, and, Zach had, a gumbo, a poutine gumbo or something like that.
Poutine gumbo?
Yeah.
What? I mean, what is that? Is it French fries inside of a gumbo?
You know
what? Like,
what? I forget that there is a website that I can go to and look at the menu and not guess. I'm trying to remember. I could look at the menu and tell you what he ordered. It was caramel sandwich reservation menus. Dinner. Gumbo poutine. It's chicken and andouille gumbo, pommes frites, and cheese curds. So instead of gravy on poutine, they
use gumbo.
Gumbo
yeah. on top of the
French fries and cheese curds. Yeah.
I see.
And he also had a cup of the chicken velvet soup. And then for dessert, I had a brownie sundae, which was fucking huge. And Zach had a raspberry crumble thing. So that was our anniversary. I got this new Pluto, and it was fun. Making you hungry. You know what? The cake bake shop is just really good. We're going to go to Tiffin's tomorrow night, which is a nicer restaurant over at Animal Kingdom, but it's on the 40% off list. So it's like, oh, we should go there. Why, thank you. This was our 9th anniversary. So I realized that next year we actually have to do something for our team. It's like, we actually have to like put effort into it.
To one of your Disneys.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
you want to go to.
Exactly.
Like Japan.
We should put our...
before you get too old to travel.
Or get fired and can't afford to travel, right? Wow. But yeah. Yeah, we need to do something big for our tent. I'm trying to think. Like the kind of things that I would want... Because I think Zach had asked me, he's like, what do I want to do, you know, for my 60th birthday. Like I've got my 60 is next year, right? So this year and another month, I'm going to be 59. So it'll be next year. I'll be 60. Ooh. And, you know, like what do you want to do for your 60th? And honestly, what I would want is I would want to hang out with my friends. It's like, I would want to like either do it at the lake house or, someplace like that, you know, where there's boats, there's water, there's hamburgers.
You could throw a party. You could invite me.
Right. Exactly. No, that's what I'm saying. Like invite everyone to come over and, you know, just have hamburgers and, you know, like a cookout at the lake. Like we could go swimming. Yeah. We could take the boats. We could do whatever, you know, hang around. And,
I do not swim in lakes, but
you guys
could swim.
You don't have to.
You guys could swim. It scares me.
My point is, there's a pontoon boat and stuff. Like we can do a big, cookout kind of thing up at the lake. That would be great. I would love that. That would be great. That would be a perfect 60th birthday for me, is just everybody that I love, you know, hanging out and chatting and having fun and, you know.
I don't know why. Like, I'll swim in a river.
Yeah.
I will swim in a ocean.
Yeah. But not a lake.
But ponds and lakes.
Not a lake.
Because, well, okay, most of the rivers that I swim in are the ones where I'll swim in a creek. A creek is how I would normally say it, but mm-hmm. my brain wanted to call
right.
it crick.
That's right.
Crick. Anyway, because you can see the bottom, but lakes, you generally can't see the bottom. And I struggle with that because I don't like to not know what's under my feet. Like what could be lurking in the depths. So when I say ocean, you know, it's like in the Caribbean where you're, you know, you can see the sand, you can see your feet until you get way out, you know, or whatever. But no, I've never swum in the Pacific. I'm talking about, you know, Philippines, Caribbean, those places. If I can't see underneath me, no. Well, okay. I tell you where I did. We went snorkeling.
Yeah.
And they took us out in a boat. So we were out in the middle of the ocean. But it was still in the Caribbean, but I mean, we were out, you know, a mile out, or I don't know how far we were, but we were, you know, not near the land. And we got out and did snorkeling. That is freaky because you can't, if you're above water, you can't see what's underneath there. But because you're snorkeling, when you put your face in, you can see, and the water is clear enough that you can see, mm-hmm. you know, the coral reef and the fish and all that kind of stuff. So that's, I'm a little bit more okay with, because at least when I'm snorkeling, but a lake is usually muddy and you just can't see anything.
Wow.
And ponds.
That's right. You don't have to swim.
But I'll have a burger. I'll go on the pontoon boat.
All right.
Will there be boat police following us around?
No, it's a private lake. So tell me about the little fatty cast, since we're Adam's got to leave in 9 minutes. So we have 9 minutes.
Well, there wasn't much. You like to talk about little fatty cast. So I was going to,
I love to talk about the little fatty cast.
One thing I was going to mention is, how much does Larry go to Vegas? He is in Vegas constantly.
Yeah.
I don't know how this boy affords to go to Vegas all the time. Now, I will say the hotels that he stays in, they sound kind of suspect to me. So maybe he's spending a lot of money.
If you go to Vegas more than once or twice a year, you don't pay anything for hotel rooms. Like when I used to go to Vegas more often, it's like, I didn't pay for hotel rooms. They put me up in suites. It's like the, you know, not like presidential suites, but like they, you know, the room with the extra couch in it or whatever, like, you know, the upgraded rooms, like they would
and
give me.
And he stays in like the Econo Lodge and and casino or something. It's like,
it's still a loyalty program. They're comping his rooms there. And a lot of times they'll comp your trip. Like it depends on how much you've won. If you've won big, they'll comp to fly you back out and put you up and stuff. Cause they want to win their money back. I feel like that's, you know,
he enjoys
Vegas. And
I mean, that's fine. If that's what he enjoys. And yeah. I mean, Mark and I spend quite a bit on travel every year.
I guarantee he doesn't spend $8,000 a month on subscriptions.
Not a month, in a year.
Oh, in a year.
In a year. Not a month. Jesus. That would be a lot.
That would. You'd have a problem then.
But yeah, so there's that. And
$666 a month, Adam. $666. Yeah,
I could literally lease an electric car.
Probably. I pay $400.
So
my lease,
so if I
my
got
lease
rid of my
electric,
subscriptions.
Yeah.
I could lease a car.
My brand new electric car that I lease is is $420 a month or $430 a month. It's like $410 or something. I don't know. It's $400. It's not more than $400. It's not a lot more than $400.
You know what, Kathy says, does that count cell phone? And I don't think, I didn't hear AT&T in that list.
I didn't either.
So I don't think so.
Yeah. What do you pay a month for your cell phone?
Not much, because I have a really good deal through work.
Yeah, I pay $35 a month.
Well, we pay more than that. But we probably pay, Mark pays the bills, so it's hard for me to
know. Do you have a joint plan?
Yeah.
Okay, well then, yeah, it would be more. We don't pay for two phones.
Because we get an 80% discount on AT&T what they charge. So really we're paying, you know, we pay like maybe $70 a month, but it includes three phones and like 15 gig of data or something like that. So it's pretty good for what we're getting.
Yeah.
But that will go away. Yeah. Although I think his company has some kind of deal, so we may switch
right.
to whatever their deal is. But anyway, so yeah, what were we talking about?
Little fatty cast.
Yeah. So there's that. That was one notice that I made, you know, thing that I noticed. And then there was something else, and I can't remember. It was on the most recent. They did talk about the flub up, and apparently there was no way that Larry could fix it.
Yeah. Although no, he said, "Oh, I've got it fixed, but it'll be, I'll post it sometime." He implied that it was fixed and that he would repost it, but it was going to be, which probably means he doesn't have it fixed and he's just slow walking it. Or something, I don't know.
And the question that I have that you might know the answer to is when he refers to Vader family compound.
Yes.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
Is it a home? Is it a townhouse? Did his parents own it at some point and he took over it? Or
are you implying that a townhouse is not a home?
Well, I mean like a house. Or a townhouse, or an apartment, or a condo.
Yeah, the Vader family compound is much like the Fat Villa or the Fat Cave. It's just a name. I believe it's a condo. I think he owns it, you know, because he's on the board, right? So it's a condo. It's a two-story condo. If it's the same one that I went to record, it may not be the same one. So
when we say condo and you say two-story, it's more like a townhouse then. Townhouse.
Maybe, sure. Okay. I don't know what the distinctions are.
Well, there's like a row of
brick. I don't remember the outside because I arrived in the evening and, to record the thing. So it's like,
You guys use a lot of stucco, but.
Yeah, you could ask them. Before we completely run out of time.
Yeah. I feel like there was an actual point and I can't remember what it was.
It was Little Fatty Cast. You were trying to talk about Little Fatty Cast.
I feel like there was a Little Fatty Cast point.
Okay.
And I can't remember.
Well, that would be interesting because there is no point to the Little Fatty Cast.
But those were two questions I had. So there we go.
They talked about us on the Little Fatty Cast. Were you going to talk about that?
They did, but I don't remember what they said.
It said that we liked their theme song and
AI. Yeah, it was AI.
I assumed it was him hiring a band is a joke. I feel like that's what he would say because he likes to be very pretentious. Yeah. That's what I feel. All right, so I missed out on this opportunity because I found out about it too late. But there's still time for you, Adam. There was time for Fatty. I texted him, but I don't feel like he really had enough time. So,
okay.
For the 50th season of Survivor, they have hidden 50 immunity idols, one in each state. And if you find the immunity idol and take your picture with it, then you are eligible to win a trip to the live premiere in New York City, or the live finale in New York City, because they're going back to doing that for the 50th. And So I'm like, oh shit. So South Carolina was active when I found this map. Florida had already finished, right? Florida, because they don't release them all on the same day. So I just wanted to tell you, South Carolina has been claimed. So I don't know if Fatty made it or not.
Is it the first person and that's it?
I don't know. But when you click on like an active state, like right now, North Carolina is active. And this is, you get clues. Here's the clue. Where glass and stone reflect the sky, a towering home where time stands by, in halls filled with fossils of the past, it's natural to want to learn more. So it's probably at like the Natural History Museum. Like, so, you know. But
you have to log in. Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, yeah, you have to make an account and log in. Yes. I logged in with my Google account.
App.
Yeah. And then, but Arkansas is 7 days
coming
from now.
Soon.
7 days from the countdown there. 7 days, right?
Is that when it opens or is
yes.
that when?
No, that's when it will open.
And then how long is it open for?
Until someone claims it.
So it is, there's only one person per state.
I mean, I don't know, because some of these things are like, oh, it'll take 1 hour and it's indoors or whatever. It's like, I don't know. I don't know if it, you know.
Well, there's not even any clues for Arkansas yet.
Well, that's, the clue will drop. The clue is going to drop 7 days, 10 hours, 14 minutes, and 46 seconds from now.
It is likely. This is a very likely part of the state. For them to,
yeah, I know.
For them to bury it or whatever, because this is one of the more populous.
Do you recognize the photo? Because I noticed that if you look at the, if you, if yeah, it is that it that little sepia.
Yeah, but I don't know what that.
Go
that just looks like concrete.
All right, click over on North Carolina. And their picture, you can kind of see that, oh, it's inside a museum looking up at a ceiling, like, you know, kind of thing. So it is a picture that is a clue. So something in that picture from Arkansas is a clue even before you get the clue. So my thinking is, it looks like maybe it's some kind of tree, like, you know, like trees hanging or... Maybe some kind of water.
There's a wall there with cracks.
It could be a wall with cracks, maybe. Could be a waterfall. I don't know. It's like, is it a cave? Like, because those are just stalactites that are hanging down there. And
it could be Blanchard Springs.
See, could be.
But you know, so many people are going to do this, and I don't.
In Arkansas?
Yeah, surely.
7 days. So next Friday, 10 hours. That'll be like right now it's 12:47, 12:45.
Good night, Mel. We're going to go to bed soon, too. So
12:40. Wait, was it 12:45 my time that we were ending, or was it 1:45?
Yeah,
12:45. That we were ending.
12:45. We're 3 minutes past due.
You know what? Fine, Adam. Fine. Good night.
I'm sorry that I need some sleep.
Kathy Marshall. No, I just feel bad for Tony in Illinois. He relies on this for his commute.
I think we did about an hour and 45 minute show. So
We did do an hour and 45 minute show, but you know, this is a different day. That was Tuesday, Adam. This is Thursday.
Yeah.
He may not even be home.
It is.
Yeah.
It is our responsibility to fill Tony's time.
It is.
That is the responsibility that we have.
We take an oath. Good night, Kathy Marshall. Good night, Mel. Good night, Kathy Bacon, if you're still awake.
Good night, John
Boy. Good night,
Boy.
Mary Ellen. Good night, level 13.